Once upon a time, a little girl was out playing in her garden. Playing in her garden she was, and she happened to be down on her hands and knees, crawling around like she was a dog, and she looked under a bush, and what did she see? Something under there was glinting. And when she pushed her way in, and she saw a bit more clearly, what did she see? But sitting there all huddled up, looking rather frightened, there was a little girl all made of tin cans. A tin can girl indeed. And she was sitting there shivering and shaking and staring at the little girl. "Hello," said the little girl. "What are you?" And the tin can girl, she didn't say anything. She just stared back. "Don't you have a name?" said the girl. The tin can girl just stared at her. And after a while, she just shook her head. "No name," said the girl. "Well, I'll give you one. I'll call you Persephone. Persephone." And the tin can girl, she thought about this for a while. And then she smiled. It seemed like she liked the name. "Are you hungry?" said the girl. Persephone nodded her head. Well, the girl ran into the house and she took some toast and she buttered it and she put it on a plate and she ran out into the garden and she left it there for Persephone to eat. Well, the following morning, she went out. What did she find but the toast still on the plate? Persephone clearly didn't like toast. Well, thought the girl, maybe she likes oranges. And so she went into the house and she took an orange and she peeled it and cut it into pieces and left it on a plate under the bush for Persephone. Following morning, what did she find? All the orange pieces were still there, and today they were covered with ants. Ants like oranges, but Persephone evidently did not. What can she eat? What would a tin can girl like to eat? She thought and she thought. And one day she was helping her daddy tidying up the utility room where daddy kept all his tools. And she found herself with handfuls of rusty old nails and nuts and bolts. And it's then that it hit her. Of course, Persephone would eat this stuff. She'd like metal to eat because she's a tin can girl. Thereupon, the girl in excitement ran to the kitchen and she took a plate and she put the nuts and the bolts and all the rusty nails and things on that plate and she arranged them like they were like a party dish with crisps and olives and lovely things. But they weren't crisps and olives, they were nuts and bolts and rusty nails for a tin can girl. And she took the plate out into the garden, she laid it under the bush. And the following morning, she went back and what did she find? Persephone had eaten the lot. She'd eaten the lot. And from that moment forth, Persephone grew and grew until soon she was taller than the girl. And she still carried on growing. She had a hard time hiding herself under that bush, but the bush grew too. until after some years, why, Persephone, she was like a tin can teenager. And then she was a young woman. A young woman all made of tin cans. And every day, the little girl, she'd go out and she'd feed her bits of scraps of metal, whatever she could find in the house. Old tins, rusty nails, bits of tin foil. She'd bring it, she'd give it to Persephone. Until one day, the girl went out to look for Persephone under the bush, but Persephone was gone. She turned around, and what did she see but standing right there beside her, for the first time revealing herself, no longer hiding inside the bush. There was Persephone. And she looked so tall and magnificent and sad at the same time. "Persephone," said the girl, "what are you doing?" And Persephone then, she did something she'd never done before. She leaned down and she kissed the girl on her lips. And the girl felt a strange tingling like electricity on her lips. And Persephone said, in a creaky, cranky voice, "Thank you." And then she turned around and she went out of the garden, down the road, and the little girl never saw her again. And as time went by and the years passed, the girl herself grew up and became a teenager and then a young woman. And in all this time, she did think of Persephone now and then, but after years had passed, why, she didn't really think of her very much anymore. In fact, she rarely thought of Persephone, such that almost to the point of forgetting her. But then, one day, she was driving in her car, and she came to a town she'd never been in before. And she stopped at the traffic lights, for they were red. And as she was sitting there in her car waiting for the traffic lights to turn from red to green, she saw something that immediately caught her attention. There, by the side of the road, was an extraordinary tin can woman. And she was as tall as the traffic lights. And she was cleaning them, polishing them until they shone. Oh, yes. The woman's mouth dropped open as she whispered the words, "Persephone?" And as soon as Persephone heard her what her name said, she turned around and she looked, and at once she came creaking and clanking over to where the girl was, and she put her hands on the window of the car and she bent down and she kissed her once again. And again she had that tingly feeling in her lips. Well, the two of them, they went to a cafe and they sat and they talked and they talked. And Persephone told her about how eventually she'd found work in that place, and it was her job now to clean up all the things that were made of metal. The tall things like lampposts, the important things like traffic lights. Yes, that was her job, to go around cleaning and making sure everything was functioning properly. And she showed her the rag that she used to do all these things and the little bag of tools that she had, and she looked very, very proud. And when they came to the end of their time and the young woman, she realized she had to go now, she looked at Persephone and she kissed her again and she waved goodbye. And as she drove away, she looked in the rearview mirror and she saw a beautiful tin can woman waving goodbye.